My name is Dean Halstead. I am the Federal Accessibility Lead here at Microsoft. In this episode, we'll focus on how to create layout tables that are accessible and easier to use and edit for everyone. When you're listing out information, like maybe an agenda or budget information, where you may have several different columns and several different rows of information, it's important to understand how to create tables that read correctly by assistive technologies, AT. When creating a table, column labels are not required, but they do make it easier for everyone to read. Let's look at a couple of tables that look similar, but on closer examination, they are very dissimilar. First, let's highlight each. Notice that the accessible table allows the rows and columns to be independently highlighted. Next, let's look at how the tab functions work in each table. Notice that in the first table, the tab moves from column to column and not really a cell to cell across. This is easier to see in the second table. See how it tabs fluidly? To create a new table, place your cursor in the document. Go to the ribbon, Insert tab, and choose Table. Once you click on the button, choose the number of columns and rows you want to add. Start by filling out the table, and then check that text wrapping is set to none in the table properties. Layout tables are a powerful and useful way to convey information, but remember to keep the following in mind when laying out that information. Number one, use the Insert Table feature. Number two, tab through the entire table to test how it would read. It should be logically tabbed. Number three, be careful with using table styles and follow the KISS principle. Keep it super simple. Avoid colors and other formatting that may make it difficult for others to read. To create accessible documents, verify the following. Number one, the tab order of the layout tables matches the visual layout. And number two, text wrapping is set to none in the table properties.